hopefully they're not having those issues at Melbourne United with the NBL, because Dean Vickerman's got some work to do getting them ready for another big season. Your coach is back with us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
You've had your own concerns with the whole COVID experience. How's everyone come through? What have you learned through all that?
Oh, we learned a lot. Obviously, the team most affected in the league, having 12 of our players and then some family, beyond that, actually contract the virus, and it put a different sense of care into the word coach and the organisation, what we needed to do to support these players, what we need to do better to ensure it never gets into our environment again.
Yeah, and how far off were you in that happening in the first place? Obviously got through, but when you worked out how it all happened, were you just a bit stiff, or was it something that you hadn't done as an organisation properly or effectively?
Yeah, we set our guidelines about who we were going to allow into the gym, and we stuck by that. Did we do enough checks of people coming in? We just weren't at that point where temperature checking and all those kind of things just kind of hadn't happened. So obviously we learnt, and we're better for it.
Well, you're going to be better for it with a couple of signings. Well, one signing and one potential signing, according to the news cycled in the last little while. Coach, Scotty Hobson from the New Zealand Breakers is a balling machine, he is. In the highlights video that you pumped out, or social media team pumped out the other day, if it can't get you salivating at the prospect of seeing him in Melbourne United colours, I don't know what will. He looks outstanding.
Yeah, he's got length. He's 6'7". He's athletic. He shoots a ball at a high level. He's one of the best isolation players in the league. And then he makes others better. He's a 4.5 to 5 assist kind of guy a night as well. So, and then all reports say he's just a great person. Obviously, our communications with him have been outstanding. But, when you do have people call you that have worked with him and say, wow, you've got a great person there, it's always encouraging. So, yeah, great signing for us. Perfect, positionally with the group that we have this year, and he had a couple of injury concerns. So we just last year, so we hope that we can get the full 28 games or whatever we're going to play this year out of him as well.
Well, the other one we're keeping a close eye on is Jock Landale. We're making a play for him. How's that looking?
Promising. It's obviously really for him. It was a big chance to try and make the NBA this year, and a year that it was COVID affected for him as well. It was challenging for NBA teams to work players out and do the things that they needed to do, and so we may be the beneficiary of that in some way if he doesn't make the NBA, and they've started their training camps right now. So we hope that he can stay with us for a year. We hope that would be longer, but we think the talent level that he is, and I think he'll go and have a great impact on the Olympics, and there may be a bigger job for him after the Olympics. But yeah, if we can have him for 1 year, a Melbourne guy, elite, a boomer, if we can put him in a Melbourne United singlet for a season, it'd be outstanding.
Talking about the players looking to get over into the NBA, how much more difficult has it been for them with the COVID situation? Has that made it difficult for them as individuals or for the teams over there? What's the situation from your point of view?
Yeah, I think even the draft process was totally different this year. One of my assistant, Ross McMains, consistently works out draft prospects each year, and teams visit the workouts, and there's just those things just didn't kind of happen this year, and it was so much remote filming that they had to do to send to NBA executives to see what people had done. And we were just recruiting a guy recently that had a great college career and has dropped kind of 30 pounds, but teams didn't get to see that during the off season as well. So that part was different. I think traveling internationally, which in some ways in different years has been much easier than this year, to get a player over there to camp and to to test them out. And I think an American executive had a choice of grabbing an American player to, you know, put in into their camp, or an international. It was going to be an easy decision to pick a local player.
Now, Dean, I'm not up with the modern times. I'm a very old person in a lot of ways. But on Jock Landale's social media account, he has an hourglass. What does that mean? Does that mean that the clock's ticking, or is that a cryptic message? Does it? Are you confident that it's? I mean, what's the time frame about this potential signing?
I've certainly given up on looking at players' Instagrams or different things. I think in recruiting, I do have a little check just to see if you can find out something about the player. But you know, they're far too cryptic for me to try and work out what's going on with them. But you know, I hope that's the case. You know, certainly I mentioned that I'd love to have this one wrapped up by the end of the week, because you know, if we can secure Jock, fantastic. If we can't, we actually have to move pretty quickly with all the kind of restrictions to get a player here, quarantine, and get him ready for the season. So we actually have to make a move this week.
Yeah, because that was what I was going to ask you. We're now at December, which is exciting because it's getting close to the end of a horrible year. But and looks like things are better on the horizon. But your season's not far away. So that was what I was going to sort of ask. I mean, he's such a big name to have, but then how much can you sort of dwell on that and worry about your other roster players and how it all looks?
Yeah, we did the right thing. We've been absolutely patient as we can. We said we were going to wait to the NBA draft. We said we were going to wait to see what, you know, talent was available at that time. And Jock is still the absolute number one candidate that we want at Melbourne United. And now that time, you know, we have to strike now. Scotty Hobson, I think we're getting on a plane in a couple of weeks, but again, there's still a visa process that is different to other years to get a player over here. Obviously, the quarantine, are they, you know, be unlikely that I think they're going to be able to practice during that quarantine period. Maybe the tennis players change that a little bit. But yeah, maybe it's probably maybe only 2 weeks that we get with Scotty before the first game. So, if we push this out another couple of weeks here, we're going to have players arriving right at the start of the season.
Yeah, which is going to test your ability to put it all together quick, smart, coach. It's a good challenge for you. If Jock signs, is that the last spot? Are you full up then?
Yeah, there would be the possibility to add a next star if we thought that was relevant yep. to us. And again, we've just kept a real look on the college season because, you know, like I just heard before, you know, a game being cancelled in whatever. Sorry, I didn't quite catch what sport it was. But college games are getting cancelled because of COVID. And so players are starting to look around to say, wow, do I want to have this kind of interrupted college season, or do I look at going pro? So there seems to be more of those next stars kind of popping up from week to week.
Interesting. Well, it's all happening at the moment. I've seen your hourglass that Jock Landale's put on Twitter.
You're more up with the youth just, than I'm, me. What
I'm
does
just,
it mean?
I've got no idea what it means, but I've just noticed it. Who knows what it means? Only Jock will know at the moment. But hopefully it's indicating that it's only a matter of time before he signs the dotted line with Melbourne United, Dean. And we appreciate your time this morning and the build-up to the season. Go get him.
Thank you.
All the best, Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United. Yes, it's just a very cryptic picture of an hourglass on his Twitter account, Sherelle, from Jock, and that's all it is.
You could tell how excited Dean was just talking about Scott. Now, I know you think he's a very good
mate.
Player too.
If you're into your hoops, as the kids say, check out the Melbourne United Insta or Twitter feed and just check the little hype video they put on there of Scott. He's